thanks for coming on, you know, what is obviously short notice. I'd like to start by thanking Thomas Vanek for the contributions that he's made to our organization, going back to his draft year 2003, 10 plus years. He's been an outstanding player, outstanding teammate, citizen, the organization, and we wish him only the best going forward. Obviously, we acquired Matt Molson in this deal, and Matt, I believe, will address our current needs and provide us with support, leadership, scoring, and where our hockey club is. The first and the second round picks are important. Whether we select them at the draft, use the picks to select players at the draft, or whether we use them to continue to improve the hockey club as we go forward through this season is yet to be determined. But that was the focus for this deal. It was a deal that has been worked on off and on for a while, and it was something that we felt we had to do.
Do you feel this makes this team better right now?
No, I think it's it keeps us. I think it allows us. Matt's a very good player. Thomas is one of the top proven scorers in the National Hockey League. But with his unrestricted status, I think Matt comes in, and right now he's got 6 goals in the National Hockey League and is off to a good start and is a goal scorer and plays in the hard areas and on the power play. And will continue to contribute in that regard. But I think this is more an overall deal, which I believe will improve this hockey club going forward.
Before you move Thomas, did you want to be absolutely sure he didn't want to resign here? I know you guys wanted him, but did you want to be absolutely sure that that wasn't going to happen before you moved him?
No, we didn't. The absolutely sure thing I don't think was possible given where we were, where we look at the core group, and I think our focus is on trying to acquire assets, in this case draft picks, that are going to allow us to continue.
How about Matt Molson? Would he be somebody you'd be interested in re-signing, or was that just something for the rest of the season?
Well, right now he's here for the rest of the season, and he is an unrestricted free agent like Thomas at the end of the season, and we'll just have to see how it goes.
What was Thomas coming with an open mind, but being UFA, you're on a deadline falling possible.
Well, most of these deals in the past have been deadline deals, John. That's right. And so the fact that they're not means that the deadline will come again. And I don't know what that will mean, but the possibility is always there for unrestricted or any players in that regard.
What was Thomas Vanek's reaction when you told him you traded him?
I think, like a lot of players, I think he was shocked. He was very professional. I thanked him. He was good. He was as good as he could be.
You said a while. How far back did this go?
A while. I'm not going beyond that because my counterpart.
Where does this leave us with the status of Ryan Miller? Are you looking to move him as well, or?
No, I've really had no discussions of late with respect to any of our other potential free agents. Ryan continues to play extremely well, as I know all of you know, and has between him and Jonas has really been, they've been at the forefront of terrific efforts on our hockey team right from the start.
Why is good goaltending so much more difficult to move in the National Hockey League than maybe forwards or defensemen are?
I'm not being flippant, but I think it's because there's only 2 of them and there's 8 defensemen and 12 or 13 forwards, and it's just the nature, it's the numbers. I can speculate in a lot of other things, and maybe we'll do that one day, but I think it's about the numbers.
You have a clear number. Did the outside influence of the fans wanting to see something, anything happen?
I don't want to show any lack of respect to our fans, but it's it's internally, it's what's, you know, it's just doing the work and focusing on what our plan is and trying to execute it as well and as soon as possible, and that is on behalf of the fans.
Have you had any inquiries about the availability of Ryan Miller?
Well, I probably talk to a third of the league of my counterparts on a weekly basis, and so I, you know, you end up talking about a lot of things, and I'd leave it at that.
Does the way he's playing now mean it make you think it's more likely that you'll get more inquiries about him? Because it's pretty obvious what's going on here.
I think any time a player plays better, you get more, and when he plays poorer, you get less. Yeah, so I think that that will happen, and you know, I think it's obviously good for our organization. It's great for Ryan, and it means a lot.
You've always told me, I think, since you've been here, you don't let outside influences decide what you develop a plan, and you stick to it, and you don't let outside influences, whatever they may be, detour you from what that plan is. But things have changed. I mean, you've got, I mean, fans chanting your name and things like that. I mean, that can't be comfortable. I mean, I know how I'd feel if it were me. Do you still feel that way?
What was the start of your question? I just got the last part. Outside influences? I think that you have to, and this is on behalf of the fans, you have to believe in what you're doing, and what we're doing or what I'm doing is as a team member. And obviously, as a general manager, you're higher up on that team, but you're working with your ownership, you're working with you know, your scouting staff, both on the amateur and the pro side. You're working with the president of the hockey club, trying to understand you know, their concerns, and so it's as a team member. And to that extent, you have to work internally within this group and believe in the people that you're working with, and do it for the people that are coming to the games. And so it's not a disregarding of the outside. It is, in fact, for the outside, but it's a dependence on your teammates.
Because of all those factors, inside and outside, are you feeling more pressure than you've ever felt in this position to get this thing turned around?
I don't do well with that word. I think there's a better word. Is it a bigger challenge? Yes, I'd substitute the word challenge for pressure. I think you have to view it as a challenge, because you can't operate if you're under so much pressure. It's paralyzing, and so you can't operate that way. You have to operate as though it's a challenge, and it's something that you have to get done as a part of, you know, our team that's working on this, and. And you have to find the enjoyment in doing your work. You have to you have to focus on the positives. You have to be hopeful. I'm well aware that you go to a game last night and you start off with a pretty full hope tank, and it's getting fuller, and then at the end of the game, and, you know, the plug gets pulled, and then you've got to refill it, and that's the nature of what you do, what I do, and it's. I love where we, you know, I don't love where we are. I love what we're doing, and I believe in the direction we're going.
How much different is this challenge than anything of trying to remake this team than anything else you've done in your career?
I think it's there's more directness right now. We're operating with maybe a little more directness than the early years, but you know, it's. You have to find and get good players and build around them.
The younger players are a short term area, but you got to look at the long term process. When you look at the long term with all these things, I know that right now.
No, it's a process that you work through, but and you want. It is exciting when you can get young players and you can see them grow. And the hard part is when you don't win games while they're growing, and it makes it difficult. But the nature of this business is that you have to have a long, it's short-term pressures and it's a long-term plan that is going to get it done, and you have to deal with those two.
Does a move like this one indicate that this is not going to be a year for this team, and what we've seen so far is pretty much what we're likely to get, as in definitely no playoffs?
I think it will depend on how quickly and how much we can get the team to gel and get the players to grow, and a combination of those two things. And I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you the younger players are growing right now. They are getting better. The team is getting better. We'd all like it to be faster. The speed at which we'll be able to do that is yet to be determined.
You don't worry about the younger players, because they're fighting for jobs. They're out there trying to be in the National Hockey League. And I'll use the word you just used. Do you worry about some of the veterans and their hope tank? Maybe they just kind of, you know what? Because some of the performance from the veterans this year has been up to par. Yeah. Do you worry about them?
I do. I worry for them sometimes, because they, in some cases, maybe some players have been through a period when a team is trying to improve and is at maybe where we are. But I think there are opportunities in that. I think you can look at a game yesterday, and I see the battle quotient going up. Guys are working harder. They're working not only for themselves harder, but they're working for each other harder. And I believe that the veterans are doing more now in supporting the younger guys, and the younger guys are starting. The younger guys sometimes, young people, they sometimes don't know what they don't know. And they're out there giving everything they've got and doing everything they can, and they want to get better, and they can grow pretty quickly. And you need the support of the older guys, and I think largely we're getting a lot more of that of late.
Besides Miller, how much of a market might there be for some of the other veterans, considering what you're trying to do here, rebuild on the fly?
I don't. It's too early. There has not been a lot of conversations up to this point. There are some, but teams are I think they're dealing with a very heavy October schedule, which is a little bit unusual that we're getting because of the Olympics. There are quite a few injuries around the league, and so in some cases they're waiting for players to get back, get healthy, and get back before they start to assess what their needs are. But I would also say that, to answer your question, there's probably more conversations now than there have been in the past.
This was a...
Pardon me?
You expect more from you?
I do. Yeah, we're working. Hopefully we'll get him in for the morning skate.
This is a question for Ron. Is Steve full-time captain now?
Yeah, it would be a question for Ron.
This was a situation you knew was going to be coming over the summer when it came, discussing trades. You feel you got the best return possible for Thomas?
Right now we did, yeah. Yes. Could that have changed down the road hypothetically? Who knows? There's lots of things to consider. There's injuries to take into account. I think that, as I said earlier, it was important to get the first and second round pick, because it provides us, whether we plan to use it in the draft or use it to acquire and improve the team, it's more beneficial to have it now than later.
Any thoughts on Lindy Ruff coming back to town?
No, it'll be, hopefully I'll have a chance to talk to him. It'd be good to see him.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.